Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to week two of I Am Erotic Innocence. This is our Thursday call. And this week, the theme was Taoist sacred sex. And last time, we talked a bit about the microcosmic orbit and we went through our beliefs inventory, thinking about what beliefs around sexuality we'd like to carry forward. And today, continuing in that theme of Taoist sacred sex, we're going to talk about sacred touch. And sacred touch is essentially touch for the sake of touch, out of love, with full presence, and no hidden agenda or hidden expectation. So, I'll illustrate with a story that you may be able to relate to. So, growing up, as I explored more and more of my sexuality, I would notice this theme where, as things were unfolding organically, I'd be very turned on or aroused. But then, as soon as whoever I was interacting with would kind of, go for it, so to speak, my body would like freeze up and I'd get tense. Or I'd notice a lot actually when I was a dancer at the strip club. I was an exotic dancer for 5 years. And I'd notice when I was giving a dance to someone who was like very well behaved, they were being very gentlemanly, or they were nervous and they were sitting on their hands, like shaking or scared to touch me, I'd get super, super aroused. I'd like want to take their hands and like rub them on my belly, and I'd just get more turned on. But then if someone grabbed me in a way where they were like trying to take from me, even if it was just on my waist and not on my breasts or my yoni, the texture of their touch would put me into a freeze mode and I'd instantly dry up and freeze up and not be about it. And I noticed this as well in my interactions with romantic partners, boyfriends, and anyone who I was having like a sexual experience with. As soon as it turned to me sensing that there was a goal, or they were trying to, even if we were already in sexual touch, even if we were already like in a space of they were touching my breasts or my yoni, but then if they started, I could feel in their action that now they were just trying to like chase climax or get to orgasm, again, my body would shut off. And this is very common. In the feminine psyche, the feminine current opens when she feels like there's no rush. There's no rush. There's no rush. She has time to open. Biologically, it takes a woman longer, about 20 minutes of foreplay to just slowly begin to open the body. And men tend to be built different. They don't need as much of a ramp up time, though. I don't think 20 minutes is even that long, and that's just what they say in the science literature. That's not even like, in Taoism, it would be a multi-hour affair, not just a measly 20 minutes. But all that to say, there's a, we see this pattern, right? The feminine requires more slowness, more gentleness, easing in. And ultimately, that feeling that there's not a rush, there's not a goal, there's no form of extraction or exploitation. And that's what we mean here by sacred touch. It's sacred, it's holy, because it's present in an unconditional way. It's giving touch for the sake of loving touch itself. There's no agenda beyond that. And what I found that there was this moment that like turned my world upside down, and I was with a partner, lovely, lovely partner, super sweet, but once we'd get into love making, I'd feel him kind of glaze over or shut off as he was getting closer to orgasm, and then I'd feel my body shut down or freeze, or not be aroused anymore. And I was feeling really frustrated with him, and I was self-pleasuring one day. I was masturbating, and I realized that I was rushing towards my own orgasm or climax, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh my God, I'm not even granting myself this spaciousness. So how can I expect my partner to give myself this degree of slowness or presence if I'm not even granting it to myself? And again, it comes back to what we've stated at the beginning of you can only receive and offer what you have for yourself. So it's important to create space to cultivate this loving touch, this sacred touch with ourselves outside of even a sexual context, to just caress your skin, to offer it squeezes or embraces or little kisses on your hand or massaging your jaw throughout the day. There's so many moments where we can offer ourselves loving touch completely outside of any agenda or even sexual context. And after I had that realization, I went through like a year-long process of essentially training myself to be slow and present in my self-pleasuring. I would have like 3-hour-long rituals where I'd light candles and light the Palo Santo and put on music. And the goal actually was to like not orgasm. Like, sometimes it would happen because so much sexual chi had built up. It was just inevitable and it was luscious and gushy and beautiful. But that wasn't the point. The point wasn't to try to have those types of experiences. It was to be fully present, inch by inch, with my body to see, like, oh, how does this pressure feel? How does this stroke feel? Playing with the differences in speed and pressure, different angles, types of touch. There's caresses, there's lips. How do different body parts feel as I move them across each other? There's so many different ways we could touch our own bodies that we haven't even explored. Maybe you have like feathers, or you'd like to use something like that, or ice cube, or there's so many ways we could play with the senses. I always love like rose petals. If I have extra roses, I love just like breaking apart all the rose petals and just like rubbing them all over my hands, like showering them over my head, my face, just for the sake of the sensory play. And so I went through that year long, what I consider like a rehabilitation process with myself, to come into this sacred touch. And I noticed too, there was a separate period where I had like zero libido. It was a time when a lot of sexual trauma had accumulated in my body from the strip club, and it was like I felt completely disconnected from my yoni. It felt totally numb. And at times in that period, I would try to touch myself as a way to bring it back, like to try to re-stir up that sexual fire. But what I realized was that was just another agenda that I was placing on my body. It was another way of communicating, I'm not okay with how you are right now. I need you to be different. And that's not love, right? That's not love. Love accepts what is in this moment. whether that's a engulfing chaotic inferno of sexual fire, or if it's ice cold and seems like it's all the way out, or anything in between. Love accepts and allows what is present in this moment. And in these sacred touch practices and exercises, we're offering touch as that unconditional love itself. The purpose of the exercise, the only goal or agenda is to be in full presence with your body and offer it touch for the sake of saying, I love you. I'm here with you. I accept you exactly as you are. I will just be here touching you as an act of devotion. There's nothing you need to do. There's nowhere we need to go. We don't need to orgasm. We don't need to climax. We don't need to get wet. We don't need to, whatever. I'm just here to be with you. And of course, what happens when we authentically offer that degree of presence to our body? She opens. It's receptive, soft. How do we feel when, we've had someone touch us in a way that had that expectation? Think about your body as its own living consciousness. And how are you interacting with it? So, if you have your journal with you, if we'd like to go, I'm feeling, Misty says, I'm feeling the disconnect with my body. I'm really sad and grieving this. Yes. So, again, love allows, right? So, in this moment, what's alive? The grief. I'm gonna pull up the exact words, the sadness and the grief. So when there's disconnect, how does that disconnect appear to you? Is it like numbness? Is it a spaciness? Like, how does that show up for you, the disconnect?
I just find that I consciously and unconsciously, there's just more to do. There's always more to do. So I find distraction and just whenever I think of connection, I just feel sad. Even when I have an opportunity that I could give it to myself, which is why I'm in this container. It's because I recognize, like, even though I know I could just stop and do that for myself right now, it's like I'm rebelling against myself. And instead of just giving myself even 5 minutes, because I don't have hours, I'm a full-time mom and things are about to change. But it's like I notice instead of just going and sitting with myself for 5 minutes and touching and loving myself or doing anything, I'm like numbing out any way I can. And I'm noticing it while I'm not doing it. And I'm still not just, why won't I just give that to myself?
So let's let right now be that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just let right now be that moment. So feel how your hands are on your face right now. Feel any tears? Feel how the breath moves, maybe in little gasps or sighs. Feel the fingertips on your cheeks and your jaw.
Ah.
Yeah. Every moment's a new moment. We're not held by anything in the past. So it's okay that you've been noticing. Oh, there's been some moments where I could do this, I could do that, and I do something else instead. It's okay. It's in the past. This moment's new. You don't need to psychoanalyze that. It's over. You're here now.
It's like I'm punishing myself.
It's common. It's common. So let's all
Thanks.
go ahead. Yeah, no, let's all go ahead. This actually goes beautifully into the rest of our exercise. So think for a moment before we go into the full body exercise. Again, if you have your journal, how has this theme shown up for you in your life? This theme of like goal-oriented touch. Touch with an agenda attached to it. How have you noticed that your body responds to that? Whether from yourself or from another? So just taking some moments to reflect and contemplate, how has this shown up in my life? This sort of goal-oriented touch versus sacred touch or touch without any agenda. And as a little, full circle story, I didn't quite finish about when I was in that almost 2 year, maybe year and a half period of like zero libido, zero sexual fire, after I accepted that that's what was. And then I kind of took on this attitude of like, well, if it's not here, it's not the time. And then just was pouring my love into my body in all the ways I knew how, through nourishing food, through dance, through rest. Eventually, it came back in its own time. It's the nature of the universe. It shifts and it changes. And in this Western over medicalized culture, we make a disease out of everything. We make a sickness or a condition out of everything. And the truth is, there's cycles, there's phases. The body has its own rhythm. And sure, if you feel, intuitively guided to put more awareness or attention or energy towards something to cultivate it more, that's beautiful. Follow that intuition, but don't do things out of a sense of force or obligation or I'm broken, I need to fix something. All of that sends those subliminal messages to the body. And how would we feel if someone was telling us you're broken? I need to fix you. You're not normal. You're not okay. It doesn't feel good. So why would we treat our own bodies that way? Why would we send those messages to our body? The body is an extremely intelligent, supremely intelligent. It's amazing what happens if we just grant it the spaciousness and the trust to just say, I trust you. You know, I trust your cycles. When I was in that zero libido period, I thought I would never, ever again. It felt like a perpetual desert. Sure enough, things shifted. And I went through a period of it feeling overwhelming. It was a different phase. Now, I'm in a sweet spot. I'm in a sweet spot. But the point is, I stopped like medicalizing or making wrong anything that was happening. And that allows the body to come into its own balance in its own way, its own timing. What's always gonna work, what's always gonna be nourishing is pouring love into yourself. In whatever specific way that is. So I'd love to hear from you all what came up for you as you were journaling about this. How has this theme showed up in your life? You can feel free to unmute yourself.
I was a little surprised by my answer when I really sat with it. When I first asked myself the question, I was like, I do not have an answer. I was just like, blah, like this weird blank. And then I was really trying to think back because where I'm at currently is like this inexplicable desert dry spell, but I'm in like the healthiest, most nourishing, like amazing relationship that I've ever had, different from any of my other previous relationships. And so I'm almost like, what was my past even like? Like, I have to feel into that. And when I think back on all of the tons and tons of goal-oriented touch that I experienced in the past, sometimes it gave me the ick. Like sometimes I had that sort of contracting, like, feeling. But then other times I think it felt exciting to me because I felt like I was desired or wanted, and it gave me some kind of validation. So that was my experience.
Yeah, beautiful. I've had other girlfriends reflect that, like they when a man has been very like a kind of like penetrates through their boundaries with like really strong touch, they find it a really big turn on. And I just find it, you know, it's interesting. It's like different strokes, different folks for me. That would send me running for the hills. But for those girlfriends, it really does it for them. And again, it's just like information, right? We're getting information about our own experience. What feels good? What feels not so good? What do we enjoy? What do we not enjoy? And that allows us to inform our next steps. Moving forward, or how we wish to dance in interactions. Who else would like to share?
I can share. And I want to piggyback a little bit on what Misty was sharing. I was kind of dreading this session a little bit because I was like, okay, we're going to be doing either the meditation or like the touch and stuff. And I keep thinking, like, why do I dread it? And I feel like I have this fear that I'm gonna find more problems, like more things to solve, more things to do, like more things to work through, and like or like something big that needs like a Pandora's box, essentially, of like more and more and more to like fix almost, which is like completely the opposite of what we're trying to do, but like that's what my body sort of feels. So yeah, I think the concept of like not having that really soft grip like whatever it is that I'm doing without like not a goal or not I like it's difficult for me. When I am alone, the way I touch, if it's non-sexual, I do have those moments when it's like, okay, I can touch myself, I can give myself like, oh, a massage or like loving touch or whatever. But when I do have like, oh, I want to come, I put pressure on myself, and I do not stop until I come. And sometimes it could take 5 minutes. Sometimes it could take an hour and a half. And I feel like my mind needs to like be numb with like another stimulus, like porn or something like that. And it's almost like there's too like yes, there's porn and it's somewhat stimulating, but like is that's the way almost like putting like cartoons for my brain, and then like that's the way that I can like shut the brain up with that and like actually s feel what my body needs in that moment, like and feel the energy rising and all of that. So it's disassociating the mind, but at the same time, like tuning to the body, which is weird for me. And then with other people, it's different because I feel almost like they're waiting. Like I feel this like sense of like things need to go fast. Like they're like yeah, almost like they're like okay, like I feel like oh they're gonna get bored if I take too long to come or whatever, or like yeah, so it's gonna ruin the whole vibe. Like it almost like turns into a little bit performancey sometimes, not always. So I can ease into whatever rhythm my body actually wants and desired, or like whatever exact touch my body actually wants and desire. I kind of go by like the script of like, oh, this is what we're doing. We're going like fast, fast, fast. Okay, that's what like, and it's really hard for me to be like, yeah, like I got here. Now I need like soft. I need like a break, or now I need like, but not ended. But just like kind of like rekindle, like being able to go through those peaks and valleys that my body wants to go. It's really hard when there's someone else. Because I have this like expectation that I put on myself, because like nobody says anything. But yeah, I wish I could find that ease to be just like, no, I need this. I need this. Or, yeah.
Yeah, those are really common themes. The feeling of like needing to perform or needing to rush through to the climactic parts, otherwise, we'll ruin the mood or they'll get bored. The mental stimulation, the pornography. When I was an adolescent, I was super addicted to porn. I couldn't get aroused or come without it. And I went through a multi-year period of disengaging from that. It was actually to actually stop watching the porn was pretty fast because it just got to a point where I was like, I had trouble finding porn that even looked consensual, which was like it just was like getting more intense and like almost violent, like trend-wise. And that kind of naturally fell away. But then I found that I kept fantasizing. I couldn't stop fantasizing. It was a very mental experience for me to self-pleasure. It was like I was constantly in a daydream or a fantasy. And if I wasn't like visualizing something, I couldn't feel any sort of sensory input from my body. So then I went through like a year-long period where I mean, it was a thing because the mental body can be so strong, but if I caught myself going into a daydream, I would like bring myself all the way back, just fully into my body, go into no thought as best as I could, and be like, what am I actually feeling? Like, what do my fingertips feel like on my hips right now? What is the breath in my chest right now? What is the sensation of my nail moving along my hand? And it took practice. And eventually, I could just be with the sensations of the moment. And I actually had a breakthrough where I had a self pleasure session where it wasn't even starting out sexual. I was just giving myself a massage. And I had my hands over my yoni, and they were just resting over my yoni. And I started saying, "Yoni, I love you." And I started saying, "I love you" over and over out loud to my yoni. And it started getting aroused, like really excited. I could like feel her getting like hot and like blossoming. And I just kept saying, "I love you, I love you." And I was just noticing it. I was very present with the sensation. And I orgasmed just from saying, "I love you" to my yoni and feeling the sensations that were being elicited from that present moment, "I love you." And so that opened up a whole, lovely Pandora's box for me. I'm like, wow, this is actually a really fun playground to be in the present moment. And another thing I wanted to speak to that you brought up was kind of that like rushing and the performance and being worried about it being boring. A lot of the sacred sex practices for most couples initially is awkward because people aren't used to being in that much depth of presence and slowness with one another. It's extremely intimate. And intimacy can be uncomfortable in its raw. It's raw. It's vulnerable. You can't hide. No part of you can hide in true intimacy. And to the ego aspect, that's like, it doesn't want that. But once you get past that part, it's super incredible. But initially, there's some things that need to be broken down. And we can feel sometimes this awkwardness with ourselves. It was awkward with myself at first to stop daydreaming and just be with my sensations. And I'd find that, I'd be aroused with the daydream and then I'd stop the daydream and then everything would feel flat in my body. And then I'd go into this whole mental process of like, oh my God, I can't even be aroused without thinking about something outside of me. I ruined the mood with myself. And again, you go through it and you keep practicing with the presence and the touch, and eventually things shift and open and soften. And Missy, I don't know if I gave you a chance to share this journaling prompt before we move in.
Sure. Well, to all of that, oh my God, yes. So for me, goal-oriented touch, that was the only way. That was the only reason. Like, what else are we doing here? And that was an unspoken thing that whenever I heard sex growing up, or like before I ever did it, just being around any casual places where people were talking about it, or it was that was the point. And then, so something that came up for me, like realizing that in sex, always he, whoever he was or she, had to climax. Like it was the goal. They had to, especially a male partner. And that was a reflection of my ability. So even if I didn't, it was unacceptable for them not to, because that made me not good enough. And there was a time in my life that I really married the idea that I was the porn star, like in the bedroom, like, period. I was her. I was every fantasy that anybody could ever dream of. That was it. Like something like it was so performative. But it was all that I knew, and I was felt really good about myself in that place. So it was like it was weaving it, I mean, every relationship, everything. And then once I like really got with a few partners that I was part of the focus also, and I had pleasure, then I was okay if I didn't some. But then once I started having really great orgasms, I had to, or I was angry, right? So there's like all this frustration and anger about it. And then one of the things that I wanted to say is I'm realizing that pleasures, I don't recognize, like I don't give it recognition that when I rub my jaw because I can feel that it's tight, I'm rubbing my jaw to get the job done. I'm not like, I mean, there's, it's typically with pain or something, discomfort, that I'll stop long enough to be like, oh, and like have some like pain equals pleasure. Then I can pleasure myself. Then I can stop and I can really be in the moment and I can really be in the body. But without that pain and without the orgasm, like what else is there? I'm realizing that in a much deeper way right at this moment than I ever have. So that's really interesting. And so I think like maybe it's presence, but like definitely the word like sensual and sacred touch are the touches that I don't go there. Like, you know, I'll rub massage hard, I'll like move around, you know, I'll even move or twerk. But like when it comes to like real presence and like I can feel the hairs on my face, on my cheeks. Like that, anyway, so that I recognize as well. And then I just a quick add-in that's big for me. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but early in my relationship with my husband, we got together and I had not had sex for 8 years. And then we got together and we were having sex, and it was the fun sex at first and the passion. And then, like, this man I like trust, and for the first time, like, it was a different relationship. And there was like a silhouette in the dark room. And I was like, oh God, wait, I'm having a moment. So he's a very kind man. And he's like, okay. And that progressed and that continued. I thought I could open up to him. And I guess I was thinking he would fix it for me. Or that, you know, it's like I was giving it to him. And I think if he had known how to handle that, maybe yes, but neither of us knew what was happening other than it was uncomfortable. And that was like a year into our relationship. And I really believe that that has been a huge part of our disconnect. And it's been 12 years now. And we have almost split up twice. And I believe with all my heart that this is the medicine, because I want him to be conscious and present with me and hold me, but I'm not doing it for myself. And I wasn't really doing it before the baby. And so, just to kind of summarize what I'm saying is just, I'm wanting something from him that I'm not giving to myself. And let me say that in a present tense. I am giving to myself more and more my own presence and my own sensuality. And I am loving that I am erotic innocence and it's happening outside of me as well. So
Beautiful.
anyway, it's big. This is really big and deep for me. I will do more work.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, with that, we'll go ahead and dive into the somatic exercise today. And, there's nothing like to experience it, right? We have these questions. Dory mentioned, oh my gosh, what if there's a Pandora's box of more things to fix? It's like, oh, what is the point if we're not going for climax, or if I'm not meeting my performer role, or like, what is it? Well, let's see. What is it? Let's look for the box. Let's see what the point is. Let's dive in. So, if you will, find a cozy spot. You can do this seated if you wish. If you'd rather lay down, that's okay too, but you don't need to. And settling into your position, we're going to start by just taking some nice deep cleansing breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth, placing your right hand on your heart, your left hand on your lower belly womb space, and setting a silent intention to receive all that is in your highest interest at this time. If you wish, setting the intention to open the communication pathways between yourself and your body consciousness, to open to your body wisdom, to open to your erotic innocence, your sensuality, your pleasure. Presence, adoration, affection, and acceptance, loving what is, loving what is. And from this space, continuing those deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, while imagining that that breath is flowing in and out through your palms, feeling the palms rise with your in-breath and relax with your out-breath. Rising on the in-breath. Relaxing with your out breath. And allowing your arms to cross over like you're giving yourself a hug. Maybe having one hand resting on a shoulder and the other hand resting on the rib cage. Having this sort of embrace on the body, and if you wish, speaking aloud after me, beloved body, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here to let you know That you're safe now. You're safe now. You're safe now. I am safe now. I am safe now. I am safe now. I accept you exactly as you are. And I'm here to let you know that my love for you has no conditions. My love for you has no conditions. My love for you has no conditions. I yearn to know you. I yearn to see you. I yearn to feel you. Thank you for your openness, for your trust, for your love. I open to receive you now. And to give generously as an act of devotion, as a loving presence. How may I serve you? How may I serve you? How may I serve you? Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Deep belly breath all the way down through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And allowing the hands to move forward and bringing the fingertips to the face. Gently rubbing along the forehead, tracing little circles around the forehead. Noticing the fingertips moving down to the temples, drawing little circles here and allowing the fingertips to move to the cheekbones and drawing little circles along the cheeks. Allowing your fingertips to graze over your nose, feeling the bridge of your nose, the nostrils of your nose. Very soft. Allowing your fingertips to flow over the top, above your lip. Maybe stroking back and forth, gently gliding along the top of the lip, below the nose. And allowing your fingertips to touch the corners of your mouth and begin to lightly trace around the lips. And just noticing the shape of your lips, feeling where it curves, where it divots. Noticing how the fingertips feel as you move onto the fullness of your lips, on the puffy, fleshy part of the lips. Allowing your mouth to open slightly and just feeling along the lips, feeling the breath move in and out. Feeling that slight opening, that parting of the lips. Tracing along with the fingertip. And becoming aware of the subtle difference between your lip sensing your finger and your finger sensing your lip. Notice how you can gently bounce back and forth in your awareness from what is touching and what is being touched. And just play with this for a moment, flickering back and forth in your awareness between your fingertips and your lips. Noticing the sensation of your lip on your fingertips and your fingertips on your lips. And allowing the fingertips to gently brush over the jaw. Just very lightly stroking over the jawline, feeling the curvature of your bones. Feeling the skin. Noticing the breath begin to slow down, softening the belly, allowing the breath to be even more full. Slow, soft. Allowing the fingertips to trace around the ears, the earlobe. You can take your fingertips and sort of squeeze around the earlobe, noticing all the different notches, all the different curves in the ear. There's all these different little crevices there. And just noticing the shapes, the sensation. Very slowly moving along from the outside towards the inside, around, feeling the bottom of the earlobes, feeling how they may be softer, more fleshy on the bottom, and it becomes more firm as you touch around the cartilage. Just noticing the ears. How often do we touch our own ears? Just for curiosity's sake. Allowing your fingertips to float down over the throat space and just delicately caressing the fingertips over the throat, maybe allowing the fingertips to move to the sides of the neck, offering some loving touch, maybe down to where the neck connects with the shoulder, just tracing along these lines. Feeling along the collarbone, feeling the notches. Maybe there's some tenderness, some tightness. Just noticing. Allowing the fingertips to move out towards the shoulders, maybe There's some more firm squeezes or caresses that you wish to make with your hands on the shoulders, just noticing how your body wants to be touched in this moment, in this area. Maybe she wants more firm touch, firm squeezes, or maybe she wants delicate, light touches. Deep cleansing breath. Allowing the fingertips to move over the heart space, caressing along the chest, pressing in to the little pectoralis muscles along the top of the breath. Maybe digging in little circles. I like to make this sort of a palpitation with my fingers on the chest. It's nice little presses. You can press that way on the chest, and you can slow it down and dig in a little more. If there's tender spots, just noticing where along the chest, above the breath. What does it feel like as you move towards the base of the armpit? There's often a lot of tenderness in this area of the armpit. And just noticing as you press in with your fingertips, all the little divots of the bones. There's so many different bones here where the rib cage meets, and just feeling the different crevices, the different bumps and valleys. Pressing around, and if you haven't given some love to the other side, pressing in, you may like to put one arm over the head so you have greater access to this armpit area, pressing all around the shoulder blade here, the little riblets, deep cleansing breath. Drawing around the circumference of the breath, you can take the tips of the fingers and draw these circles around the breast tissue. You can do this over the clothing, or if you'd like to be on the bare skin, you can. If you'd like to use oil for this portion, you can, or you can just do it dry over clothing or on the bare skin. Just drawing these little circles, these presses around the breast tissue. This is really good for the lymphatic system, getting the fluids moving here. Just drawing these little circles. And just saying a little mental hello, a little telepathic hello, breast. I love you. I love you. I love you. And if you haven't shown love to the other side, going to the other breast, drawing these little circles. Maybe you want the other arm up, maybe you want it down, whatever's comfortable. This is your body, whatever your body wants in this moment. Maybe the breast is desiring these circular movements. Maybe it wants more pointed pressure. Maybe she wants broad, smooth strokes over the tissue, just noticing. And however you're touching now, just slowing down a little. Taking a deep breath. Maybe coming to a still point. And just feeling the constant touch. A gentle, constant pressure, just noticing a specific spot, breathing in deep. Allowing both hands to crisscross and just cupping both breasts. Allowing your mouth to smile and just sending a gratitude breath to the breasts. You may wish to speak aloud. I love you, breath. I love you, breast. I love you, breath. Feeling the hands begin to relax and allowing the hands to stroke down the belly, rubbing down the torso, down the rib cage, squeezing, moving across, broad strokes, just moving intuitively around the belly. Stroking wide across, moving down to the lower belly, the womb space. Nice broad strokes along the belly. Bringing the hands around the hips, squeezing the hips, squeezing into the back, into the lower sacrum, maybe rubbing along the lower spine. You can maybe use your thumbs to dig down into the back of the hip. Cupping the hip bones. Nice deep cleansing breath. Bringing the hands to the womb space, resting the palms on the lower belly. And allowing the palms to float down, floating over the pubic bone, resting over the yoni space, and just allowing the palms to rest here. Maybe feeling some warmth from the movement of the hands previously, and just breathing in that warmth in and out through the pubic bone, through the yoni space. Nice full deep breath into the root. And really tuning into this stillness. Just allowing the hands to rest there, the palms to rest. Feeling the gentle sensation of the subtle pressure, warmth. And if you wish, speaking aloud, beloved Yoni, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I open to receive your wisdom. I open to receive your messages. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for loving me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Sending a breath of gratitude into the womb yoni space. Allowing the hands to begin to rub down the thighs, pressing or squeezing along the inner thighs, onto the front of the thighs. Nice, broad, loving squeezes. Imagining saying or saying aloud, I love you, thigh. I love you, thigh. Love you, thighs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feeling your hands squeeze down to the knees, saying, I love you, knee. Thank you for all that you carry. Thank you for allowing me to walk, to move, to dance. Squeezing down the knees onto the shins, onto the legs, the calves. Saying, I love you, legs. I love you, calves. I love you, shins. Moving down to your ankles, if you can reach them, squeezing around the ankle. Saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Moving on to the feet, squeezing over the tops of the feet, the soles of the feet, the toes, heels. Squeezing, rubbing, and saying, I love you, feet. I love you, feet. I love you, feet. I love you, feet. Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and beginning to very delicately trace with your fingertips, almost offering a little tickle. But allowing your fingertip to very slowly begin tracing all the way up from your feet, up the legs, very slowly, staying very attuned to the sensation of the fingertips as they move up the body very, very, very slowly, moving up. The thighs, slowing it down even more. How slow can you trace? Deep breath, allowing that tracing of the fingertips to float up towards the hips, the lower belly, taking a deep breath. Ooh, slowing it down. Moving up the belly, up towards the chest, between the breaths. Deep breath. Slowly up the chest. Good, good, good. Very gently tracing up the throat, nice and slow. Pausing at the jawline, taking a deep breath. Moving all the way up the face, the cheeks, the forehead, to the top of the crown, resting the palms on the top of the crown, breathing in and out through the crown. And allowing your palms to float all the way down, brushing all the way down the body more quickly, just letting it flow all the way down, 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 down to a relaxed position. Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose. Out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth, making this sensation movement with the fingertips, just rubbing the fingers together. Wiggling the toes and then shaking out the hands, shaking out the shoulders, bouncing the shoulders, buzzing the lips. Ah, settling into a still point after you've shaken out. And just noticing the sensation of the subtle energy, bringing your awareness just below the skin, noticing any tingles, waves, pulses. Just noting how you feel after that simple practice. If you wish to share, you can drop something in the chat or unmute your microphone. How was that feeling in your body?
I notice like my capacity to like feel the sensation sort of like expanded like immediately. Like I started feeling more things, like different parts of my body. I also shed a couple tears and I just, oh, okay. Which I don't know. Yeah, my body did that. And yeah, it felt like the sensation at the end, it felt almost like when you're outside and it's nighttime and there's like a buzzing of the animals. You can't really see it, but they're all like alive and sort of. You're aware of it, but you can't really put your finger on it.
I love that. I love that visual, that sensation. And it's very common in these sorts of practices to have emotional releases or some tears, because it's like I've noticed for me, it's a mix of sadness at the times I didn't spend in those spaces, and also like a celebration of coming home. There's like a homecoming to the body. It's all like, oh, yes, Thank you. And I loved what you spoke to about the increasing of the capacity. It's amazing how if we just like slow down, get very quiet and really zoom in, especially when we're on those more sensitive spots or the spots we haven't paid much attention to. Do this like on the back of your knee one day, or like in the little crooks of the elbows, or just spots that you don't normally touch. You know, we get a lot on like the back with massages or maybe head scratches, but like what are parts of your body that you haven't really touched? You know, and just explore what's it like when I caress in there, and that capacity will keep expanding. Or anything else that anyone would like to share before we close?
I'll share. It was really nice for me. I felt like I got super relaxed and the sensations felt really good. When I was holding my yoni, it was like it kind of turned into a conversation. She's like, "I love you, thank you." And she like I felt her be like, "I love you too." And I was like, "Oh, hi." And it's funny because I'd done a womb type exercise before, and where I like spoke to and communicated with my womb for the first time, and I was like dreading it because I thought that she was gonna like not like me or be upset or something, and she was so friendly and cool and forgiving, and I was like, oh, okay. So I had it was like a similar experience where she's like, "Hey, yeah, love me too." And like I was like, "Oh." And it felt like she had this like I was like, "You're a really cute personality." I don't know. And she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You're so like innocent and cute." And she was like, "Yeah, I haven't done anything wrong." And I was like, "Okay, it's true."
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And yeah, it's common to like hear or feel that dialogue with the
Yeah.
body, or the body like open up, or it's like, oh my God, oh you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, "What do you need?" And she was like, "I don't know." And I was like, "That's okay."
Beautiful. So yeah, just notice as that you continue with these practices, like the body likes to share. The body's very forgiving. The body's very sweet, you know. Just notice like what is there. And so often when I am in dialogue with the body, especially if I'm, you know, there's some sort of not health issue per se, but maybe there's pains or aches or something. I've been having this sort of TMJ jaw clicking for a while, and I finally, you know, followed my own advice and went into a meditation where I just talked with my jaw. I was like, hey, I'm here with you. What's up? Like, how can I support you? And it was just like, feel me, you know, just be with me, pay attention to me. You know, and that's so often what the body just yearns for, some presence, like we do, right? Like we just want presence. We bloom, we blossom in the presence of another. And it's the same with our bodies. It blooms when we're present with her. Misty, is there anything you'd like to share before we close?
Just also resonating with the homecoming, and also just Kayla was mentioning, it's my body's not mad at me or like rejecting me now that I finally showed up or did something. It's like it's just there's no need to forgive. It's just there you are. I'm so happy you decided to show up. And anyway, so for me, it was a more of a like subtle, oh yeah, I remember what it's like to touch myself kind of homecoming. And then something that does come up for me, it's like in this container, and I allow you to guide me. and just in the container and how special it is. And then I'm like crying, and I give like unconsciously give myself permission to express or to feel. And so I recognize that when I have been alone, maybe where I'm not, and just that I can give myself that permission as well. And so I'm just recognizing as we do this together that I'm capable of doing this. Like, this is, anyway, it's just giving myself a permission within myself, which is thank you for showing up and practicing, helping me come home and remember.
Beautiful. Yes. And sometimes it's easier when we're in a group setting or the container, we're in the energy, we can feel the blueprint, and then it makes it easier to carry on in our solo practice. So we're like building the muscle together, and then we can carry that, anchor that in our day-to-day life and when we're solo. Beautiful. Alrighty, my dears. Well, we went a little over today, but I hope you enjoyed that practice, and I'll see you all next week where we go a little bit into Egyptian alchemy, Egyptian sex magic. That's the theme for next week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel free to continue with this sort of sacred touch meditation, even just a minute at a time. And all you need, just 1 minute of presence will do wonders. All right, all my love. Ciao, ciao. Rest well.